Good afternoon, folks. My name is Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM and 89.0 Free FM, going out of Hamilton throughout the Waikato, and it's a beautiful autumn day out there, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. And today on the show, we're going to go and have a look at some primary sector headlines, followed by we'll have a look at some weather, some gardening to-dos. And then a bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by Puriki Tahuaroa White, who's going to be on here from Manawahani, way down in Tūhoe country out of the Te Uru era. So that'll be an interesting chat. A bit later on, that'll be about 1 o'clock later on today. For now, while I get some headlines organised, here goes Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers.
With everything we want, we ask ourselves in times of trouble. Who's the fool in this case? If you got it, don't flow. I wanna know if you're my gather, 'cause I know I only know. I know, I only know. I love the way you rock me. You rock me to my soul. Come rock me, rock me, Roman. I love the way you rock me. You got a way about you. There's no doubt about you. In the crowd, you're never too loud. You're my heaven in all the places we've been. I will only love you till the shroud. Cause I know I only know. I know I only know. I love the way you rock me. You rock me to my soul. Come rock me, rock me, Roman. I love the way you rock me.
Folks, that first song that you heard was, of course, that was the Allman Brothers Silver Dollar, and that one there is a brand new one, just came out this year by Donovan featuring David Gilmour out of Pink Floyd, of course. And now it's time for some private sector headlines. And for the second year in a row, New Zealand apple growers are unlikely to make money from sales on their traditional export markets of Europe and the UK. Soaring on orchard costs, high freight charges because of distance to market, coupled with an unwillingness by key European countries to pay more money, is making exporting apples there financially unsustainable. Ag First horticulture consultant Ross Wilson said it's always been a challenge being at the bottom of the world. Costs a lot of money to get products shipped to the export destinations, and of course it is apple season right now as it goes. So, I guess, yeah, you know, freight charges and everything's going up, of course. There's another one, Snapper. In the Hauraki Gulf, found with milky white flesh syndrome, scientists are investigating. Yes, NIWA has been called in to investigate evidence of Snapper in the Hauraki Gulf suffering from milky white flesh syndrome. MPI, the Ministry of Primary Industry, says the syndrome has been affecting Snapper in the Hauraki Gulf and East Northland areas, and reports of it in other finfish species such as trevally. And the condition can cause nutrient deficiencies. So, more hard times for... See you, Aaron. That's about the snappers there. And recent rainfall has alleviated drought concerns in Otago and Southland, but it's been another tough summer for southern farmers. Hot and dry summers have been the norm from recent years, raising questions about what the future holds. And Hillian farmer Stephen Jack says, since about mid-January, he's been staring at the dusty bottom of creeks and dams. He introduced galaxies into the creeks about the property decades ago as a child and has fed for them before the rain started to fall again last week. And he adds, I've never seen some of these dams ever have their level drop, but they've been bone dry. So following last week's rain surprise, there was water, and even more of a surprise. I was quite worried about these guys. There's Galaxus, the pool is chocker with the wee fellas, Jack said, on a pond of this property. So, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, you know, getting really dry down south like that. And then, of course, you know, we've had the, you know, floods and everything else and other parts of the country like Hawke's Bay and things like that. And a broken wool machine leaves offshore customers hanging. Yeah. One of the country's main wool exporters says overseas customers are getting nervous about delays caused by Cyclone Gabrielle. The main wool scourer in Napier suffered severe damage during the cyclone, so is not operating. And Seaguard Mazral has scaled up capacity at its Clive and Timaru plants, but getting wool scoured, the process of cleaning it in the North Island is now taking 3 months instead of 2 weeks. And it exports New Zealand wool to about 30 countries, with China and Europe being the biggest ones. And Managing Director Peter Whiteman says customers are asking for lead times, something that's difficult to provide at the moment. So, yeah, there's ongoing fallout still, isn't there, from you know, the cyclone that's hit parts of the country. Yeah, we'll finish this one. A group of Taranaki students have been getting up close and personal with a piece of technology that detects urine patches on farm pasture and sprays it with nitrogen inhibitor. Taranaki Enviro Schools coordinator Laurie Jones says Spiky was a mini-prong machine that could be hitched on the back of a tractor. They run it through once the stock had been in the paddock. So they run Spiky over the paddock, and wherever urine has been detected, it sprays almost like a neutralizer over it, and where there's no urine, it doesn't spray anything. So it's very technical and a very clever little machine. So that's great, yeah, good innovation, things like that. And it says here, it's all about building great soils and exposing and inspiring these tamariki and rangatahi to embrace land use and understand why we need great soils for our future and our crops and our environment. So, yeah, that's, yeah, it's a good thing. I can't help but think in the back of my mind, though, that, if the pasture was managed a bit differently, they wouldn't need things like that. But anyways, Spiky the machine down Taranaki, but... All right, that'll probably do for the headlines for now. So now I'm going to play a song because, of course, you turn your clocks back on Sunday, and that always reminds me about this one by She Had, Home Again.
Put your clock back for
right, folks, there's Shehard there with Home Again. And it's weather time here on the Over the Fence Show, and a southwesterly airflow lies over the country today, with most eastern regions still having showers. And winds are strong from Wellington up through to Gisborne, along the west coast, sort of southwest coast, I guess you'd say, of the North Island, through there in western regions, are experiencing sunny weather today. And yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful day here. And Whangaroa today, a little bit windy, and that wind's a bit cool, but otherwise it's lovely sunny kind of day out of the wind there. And so, yes, for around here it's going to be mostly sunny. Morning showers for Northland, but it doesn't even look like it here. There's barely a cloud in the sky, to be honest. But cool this morning for sure, but it's like the high today is somewhere around 17, 18 degrees, something like that, I think it's supposed to be. And for the rest of the North Island, there's showers persist today for the eastern regions and the eastern South Island, as showers that are mostly going to clear overnight. And showers always also pushing into the southwestern corner of the North Island, but will thin out a fair amount this evening. And the upper North Island has a few early morning showers, but they will quickly clear. There might be snow in Canterbury and southern Marlborough down to 600 metres, which I think is the lowest this year so far. And the ranges in the lower North Island can see flurries to around 800 metres, so maybe it's the start of the snow season, maybe. So, yes, but it's looking generally pretty settled, and there's strong winds, of course, from the southwest, mostly quarters coming in today, which is affecting most of the country. But anyways, here we come back to the Waikato here, and today they're expecting a high of about 16, but I think it's slightly, I think it's about 17 or something now. I think it was down to 7 last night, it was supposed to be anyways, but chilly this morning, but down to 10 tonight. And tomorrow it's going to be 18 degrees during the day. And from Friday through to next Wednesday, it's going to be either 20, 21 degree highs and in between. And night time is going to be somewhere between 11 and sort of 16 degrees in the evenings. And the winds, about 33 k's today, which is reasonably strong, and that's going to be the strongest for the rest of the week, today's winds. South-south-westerlies today, south-westerlies tomorrow, northerlies Friday, north-easterlies Saturday, south-westerlies again Sunday, and then south-south-westerlies Monday, and then southerlies into Tuesday, Wednesday. Not much of a chance of rain. Saturday looks likely rain. It's going to be mostly kind of sunny and cloudy, but there's a good chance of around about 15 mils, they say, on Saturday. But the rest of it, there might be a little bit of trace rain here and there. So, not heaps of rain, but lovely sunshine. So that's good. And what else can I bring you here today? Well, let's have a look at the sunrise. The sunrise this morning at 7:31 this morning. It was set at 7:21 this evening. And the length of visible light is 12 hours and 41 minutes. Actual day length is 11 hours and 49 minutes, and tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 25 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon, I saw it last night, that's it's going to rise at 3:09 p.m. And it's a waxing gibbous, currently at 49% illuminated. The full moon coming up, on April 6th. That's kind of the weather for you. And I'll come back with some gardening to-dos probably after this. What time is it? Yeah, we'll see if we can squeeze in some gardening to-dos after this one by Phaser Days, one of your latest ones called Winter.
Told me that you love me and so All right, that's one of Fade Today's latest ones called A Winter. And now it's gardening to do's time here on the Over the Fence show. And today being the 22nd, I think it is today, is a good time to plant out, no, 29th. Good time to plant, sow or plant out sweet peas for their flowers this time of year if you're gardening by the moon. And what other things can you plant on the Waikato? Well, these things. At least some apricot, beetroot, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chrysanthemum, coriander, cyclamen, daffodil, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, feijoas, forget-me-not, hyacinth, impatiens, kale, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, onions, oranges, pansy and viola, parsley, poppy, radish, rhubarb, rocket, soul beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, sweet pea and tulip. So there's some of the things you can plant this week in the garden. So good luck with all that. And maybe squeezing some public service announcements after this one by Sublime called Wrong Way.
And he's 12 years old, and tomorrow she'll be a war. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid for your family. Paid, it's the wrong way. I give her all that I have to give. I'm gonna make it hard to live. Salty tears running down to her chin, and it ruins up her makeup and never warned her. A cigarette pressed between her lips, but I'm staring at her, cause it's the wrong way. Strong if I can, but
folks, that was Sublime there with Wrong Way. And so I'll quickly whip through some a few little public service announcements. And of course, Surf and Farmers is on tonight at the Naranui Surf Club at from about 5 o'clock. So I think that's going to wrap up the end of this month. So this might be the last one, but I'm not too sure about that. But it may well be, and if so, it's going to be, they'll probably have an end of year kind of thing like they usually do. And so, but yeah, that'll definitely be happening tonight, and a beautiful day for it too. A beautiful evening it will be out there for the Surfing Farmers tonight. And also there is a seed packing day happening on the 8th and 10th of April, which is kind of overestimated, between 2:30 and 5:30 on both those days. And some of those seeds are going to go down to the people down in Hawke's Bay and that for after their gardens and things have been wiped out. So that's the 8th and 10th of April, from 2:30 to 5:30, and for more details on that one, go into Time Bank, and that's how you can hook up with the crew doing that. So that's 8th and 10th of April from 2:30 to 5:30. Yeah, the more the merrier for that one. And as usual, the good people at the Whangarei Environment Centre next door have got the Aroha seed stand sitting at the front there, and you can just go in there and grab whatever seeds you want for free, and some potting mix and some stuff, the, you know, potting containers to chuck it in, and away you go. You can go home, get my order, and there's your seeds ready to go. So that'll probably do for public service announcements, and hopefully after this song, I can come back with our guest today, Puriki Tahuaroa, who's going to be talking to us about Manawa Honey. In the meantime, here goes Tokyo Police Club with their song Bambi. Hi, folks, and that was the Tokyo Police Club with their song Bambi. And now we're joined on the line by our guest today, Puriki Tahuaroa White, all the way from down in Tūhoe country in the Uruweras. And let me do this one. Puriki, can you hear me?
Kariori.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there we are. Good, you can hear me good? Okay, good.
Yep, all good.
Managed to get you there without hanging up, and welcome very much to the show, Kariori.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yes, yes, and how's it today down Ruatahuna?
Oh, at Ruatahuna, it's pretty cold, but we have some sun shining through, but still cold. Ah. I feel like there's snow somewhere.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, just read out in the weather, there's, I think it's come down 800 metres or something down Central North Island, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you get much snow in the Uruweras?
Yeah, yes, we do. We get quite a bit of snow in wintertime, winter season.
Yeah, okay.
It's coming up close.
Yeah, getting closer every day.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you are, right down there in the beautiful Tūhoe country. And I guess tell us firstly a little bit about yourself, Kariori.
No worries. So my name is Kariori Tahuaroa White. My mum is from Raglan, my dad is from Ruatahuna. I'm 20 years old. I work for a small business called Manawa Honey, and we produce honey, all types of honey from Manuka to Rebarewa, Puatani, etc., etc. And I also work for the Tūhoe Tuawhenua Trust where I am responsible for doing youth programs with our people back here at home. Yeah.
Nice.
A bit about me.
All right. You just turned 20 just yesterday. Happy birthday again.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And so you was born and raised down there?
Yes, I was born and raised here. Yep.
And how's that growing up down, coming up down there?
Yeah, well, it's a rural community. There's not many people here. Probably the population is around 300.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a great life. We ride horses around here. We hardly have many buildings, so it's all pretty country land and bush.
Mm.
We do a lot of hunting, go out hunting for deers and wild pigs, sometimes possum trapping, and yeah, pretty good life.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And you're still still breaking in horses and that, I hear, eh?
Yes, yes, still breaking in horses. That's still fun.
Yeah.
Still a project on its own, but yep, still breaking in horses. I own about 4 horses, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there still a few wild ones running around down there?
Definitely. Wild ones everywhere.
Is there?
On the road, in the paddocks, in the bush.
Interesting.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they any relation to the Kaimana horses, I wonder?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure on that one.
Yeah, yeah, because they might get out that ways, maybe. Yeah, I'm just guessing, of course, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so, what, did you go to school down there and that as well?
Yes, I do. So we have a small school over here that's from primary right through to high school. So I went to school here for about my primary life. And then I moved to Hamilton with my nan to go to high school.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Much of a difference coming up into the Waikato from the Tuhoe country?
Yeah, definitely. Coming from country to city, that was a big change.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, life adjustment, but, you know, that's all part of life, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like I say, like, I guess, you know, you got roots up here anyway, so, you know, it's kind of like a home away from home kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it wasn't all that unfamiliar. Yeah, yeah, no, it's good.
And so were you interested in honey, like, straight away after school and that?
Well, it kind of didn't start like that.
Yeah.
I don't even like honey, but I've grown to love it. And how I started off with the honey was I moved back from Hamilton back here in home to Atahuna, and I wanted a job, so I just went out and tried to get a job at the shop, but they turned me down and found out there was a job coming up here in Manawa Honey, so I just went in, met with my CEO, who's Brenda Tahi at the moment, and yeah, she hired me that day.
Nice.
And then started working 2 days. Now I'm full time. Been here for 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years. Yeah.
All right. And so, what do you do for Manawa Honey?
So I'm a marketing executive.
Yeah.
I am responsible for our social media, digital marketing, as well as designing labels, photography, research work that I've only just been brought into at the moment, as well as admin stuff such as computer work, emails, all of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much what I do mainly, is designing labels and photography and digital marketing.
All right. And I have one of your jars of honey, funnily enough, in the studio right now as you speak.
Oh, awesome.
Your mum dropped me one off, the Pua Tane, Wild Forest Honey. Yes.
Yes.
And the label looks magnificent. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well done to you. Yeah.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of work.
I bet it does, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that specific honey is unique because you can only get that type of honey here in a specific place where you have to go down by horse. And it's a blend of all the flowers in that area together, so it has a bit of manuka, rewa rewa, tawari, ahino, tawhiro, kanuka. So, yeah, it's a blend of different types of flowers. Yeah, that's why it's called wild forest honey, because you can only get it here in Rotahuna.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, being out where you are, I mean, most of it would be pretty, like, virgin kind of forest, wouldn't it, down there?
Yes, definitely. There's forest as far as I can see.
Yeah.
About 10 hectares of forest. Yeah. Maybe even more.
Yeah, yeah, all right. And how many different honeys do you do? There must be plenty, eh? Different ones you do.
Yeah, no, we do heaps. Oh, well, not over the top, but we do quite a few. Rewarewa is one of our best tasting honey in the world, so that one just won an award over in the Black Jar competition in the USA.
Right.
Where honey companies from all over the world put into their honeys into the specific competition, and it gets voted whether or not it's the best tasting honey in the world. And we managed to win it in 2021 with our Rewarewa honey. Jeez. Which is not Manuka, so that was surprising.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, no, that's really interesting because everyone's kind of raves on about Manuka honey being this and that. Yeah.
Okay. And then the specific type of honey ended up winning the world's best.
Good old Rewarewa honey, eh?
Yeah, interesting. All the way from New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, how many different honeys do you, so it was, well, I'm just looking at your website now, Rewarewa, the Manuka, Kanuka.
Honey and Lime, that's a great one.
Honey and Lime?
Honey and Lime, yeah. So okay. That one we usually use for a drink, hot drink, or some eat it on the toast, but we prefer to drink it, it's quite nice.
Yeah.
Great when you have a cold, you know.
Yeah, okay. And that's like off the blooms off... Off lime trees, I presume.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. All right. And looking through, I had a look at a few of the bios of a few of your colleagues that work down there, and they all say the Tawari honey is their favourite.
Yes, so that is a lighter honey.
Yeah.
It's more of a butterscotch kind of flavour.
Yeah.
So it's really sweet for all those sweet tooths out there. That's the perfect honey for you.
Okay. And is that off a particular tree or a particular place? Or
particular tree.
Okay.
So this particular flower grows on the groves of hillside. So
yeah.
It's about a white flower, and it only blooms at a certain time of the year.
Right.
And, it's a mountain honey, so it grows on the mountains.
Wicked. Yeah, all right. And I suppose that's the beauty about being where you are, right? I mean, you've got so many little microclimates and different little areas, through the forest and everything like that down there. Yeah. And you've just come back from Mexico, haven't you?
Yes, I did.
And before that, you was in Canada, and you've been a few places, and this is all through Manawa, is it?
This is all through Manawa, yeah.
So how do these little trips come about?
The one in Canada, I was joined for a youth exchange, a cultural youth exchange with the Indigenous people in Canada.
Yeah.
And because I run youth programs, that's kind of the concept that they were doing. So that's how I became to go on that trip in Canada, and we were hunting caribous and moose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, camping for 10 days and, What else did we do?
And how was it over there? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, no, I loved it. I didn't want to come back. I really loved it. It's quite cold, but the environment's just beautiful. The people's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
The things that I've learned from the Indigenous people there is just amazing. They're really similar to Māori, so that was really cool that we had that similarity but also a difference in the way we do things.
Yeah.
So that was just a really good thing to see and hang out with other Indigenous young people as well, trying to learn from their elders.
Mm.
And that was awesome.
Okay, yeah. That would have been a great experience, all right. And did you end up catching any caribou or any moose?
Yes, I did. Oh, well, I didn't shoot it because you're not allowed to shoot a gun over there unless you have a gun license.
Right.
But we managed to harvest quite a few caribou, and I was honoured to bring back a caribou hide back here in New Zealand.
Yeah?
That I skinned and took off all the flesh, and we didn't quite get to the tanning process.
Mm.
But, I still managed to get it through New Zealand, so it's currently in my house. next to my TV. Yeah. So that's a bit of a emblem from Canada.
Yeah, all right. And yeah. What did you like? Eat one of them?
Yes, I did. We managed to got the chance to eat one. Yeah. I tried the caribou tongue.
Yeah.
Caribou cheeks. Caribou head. It's delicious. It's so nice. It's kind of like a mix between a mutton and a venison, I believe, I reckon.
Okay.
Similar. Yeah.
All right.
Similar texture, but it's delicious.
Okay.
So nice, yeah.
And what's their cooking techniques over there?
So they do a lot of drying. So they dry the meat out to preserve it because
yeah.
they live in such a cold environment. They get quite a lot of meat, and then they dry it out to preserve it so they can keep it stored for a long time, for
yeah.
like the next winter or however many. So they do a lot of drying process, and they also do a lot of stews and cook on their fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, yeah, that sounds like a fun little exchange of ideas and thoughts and skills over there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely.
And then you was in Mexico. What were you over there for?
Yeah, I am in Mexico recently, so I
went. Yeah, you just came back, didn't you, last week or something?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
just got back, yeah, about a week or two ago. And I was over there for 3 weeks. The original reason why I went to Mexico was for Indigenous Funders Conference.
Yeah.
I'm also part of this other trust called J.R. McKenzie, which is the Philanthropic Trust down in Wellington.
Right.
And I am on the Rangatahi Advisory Group and the Māori Committee
yeah.
called Te Ka Waitoro. And every 2 years, they have this Indigenous Funders Conference in Merida, Mexico. And I just happened to be on their board while this trip was coming up. So that's how I managed to go over there. And that conference was for a week. And then when I found out that I was going there, I decided that I wanted to tour around because I'm never going to go back to Mexico anytime soon. And so I decided for me and my CEO, Brenda Tahi, to tour around in Guatemala for 2 weeks.
Very nice.
Visiting the highlands because it's quite similar to here in Ratahuna. So we went over there for about a learning experience and cultural exchange and just to get ideas on what we can do here in Ratahuna.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just to get a few ideas what they do, what can we do, because they're in the highlands, so they're quite similar to places here. And, yeah, so I was there for about 2 weeks, and I've only just got back 2 weeks ago.
That sounds really interesting. And what did you gather from over there that you might be able to bring back to Ruatahuna?
So they do a lot of planting because their environment is really rich in their soil because they have a lot of volcanoes. So they have around 7 volcanoes in Guatemala.
Yeah.
I think there's about 3 or maybe more that are active.
Right. Yeah.
And so they grow really great foods such as avocados. Corn is one of their main ones. They also do like lettuce and cabbage and all of those farming vegetables.
Yeah.
And they do it on such slopes of like hill, on the hillsides. And it was quite interesting to see because we have a lot of hills here, here in Ratahuna.
Yeah.
But we never thought of, you know, planting anything on a hillside because it just doesn't make sense. But over there, it's working. So that's an idea that we could probably implement here,
yeah.
growing more vegetables or more in our farm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that was a great idea.
And do they do like the terrace sort of style? You know, like they build out little flat bits that it's going to go around. Like it's over in Peru, and I seen them over there. Would they be similar to that kind of?
Similar to that sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Man, there's a couple of cool trips. Any other little trips planned in the future? Or?
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity for me to go to Amsterdam later on this year, so I'm just seeing how that goes
mm-hmm.
For a Social Enterprise World Forum conference. Yeah. So that's a hardcore maybe, but that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But there's other trips that are coming up probably sometime next year or something.
Okay. Jeez, wow, man. You're involved in a lot of various little boards and trusts and stuff.
Yeah.
You must be a bit busy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Busy as my mum keeps telling me to take a break.
Yeah. That's cool. Literally, you must enjoy all that sort of stuff, though, eh?
Nah, definitely. I love it. I love what I do.
Yeah. Well, that's the main thing. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. How much of a crew do you have, employed for Manawa down there?
We only have a small crew. Not many of us.
Yeah.
There's probably six of us here in the office. Have about 4 beekeepers.
Okay.
Or maybe more. Yeah, but we're in a small operation, small business running here in Ruataina. We do have people living elsewhere that we outsource to.
Mm.
But yeah, only a small crew.
Yeah, all
you need.
Yeah. And you obviously export it, eh? If you get against national awards and things like that.
Yes, definitely export. Mainly in Japan, China, but we are exploring other places in the world that we might consider as export. So
Do you have the capacity to produce more for those kind of markets, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We do kind of a lot of quantity of honey that we produce anyways, because we are also in supermarkets all over New Zealand.
Oh, really? Okay.
Countdown, New World, Fresh Choice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, some Fresh Choice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some Four Squares, more stockists. So we do produce quite a few to supply them, as well as our online market. So, yeah, we do have the capacity to be able to export out to countries and the world.
Fantastic. You don't know if you're in any of the shops in Raglan here, do you?
Yes, we do. We sell one of our types of honey in Four Square. In Raglan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Locals, yeah, you can. Which one's that one, do you know?
It is the main one. Not the one where you go down to.
No. What honey is that one?
Oh, the type of honey?
Oh, the famous world best in the world honey.
World best tasting honey, yeah. So we sell it in that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And I suppose it's, like everything to be seasonal, right? But I suppose you can store, your honey, so you'll be able to, keep stocks to be able to sell all year round, I guess.
Definitely.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's all right. Well, there you go, folks. You can get the world's best tasting honey down at the Four Square down here in Raglan. If you're quick, it might sell out now.
I hope so.
Yeah. And of course, half your whānau roots are from up here. You want to give a bit of a shout out to the people up here?
Oh, yes, please. I'd like to give a shout out to my mum. She's the best. And my little siblings who goes to Raglan Area School and Te Uku, our Aire and Tokomori. And I also like to give a shout out to the rest of my whānau who lives in Raglan and in the Waikato area. Much love to all of you. And yeah. Oh, and I would like to give a shout out to my sister who doesn't live in Raglan, but she lives in Hastings with my beautiful niece, Putorino. So shout out to you as well.
Right. And how'd they go with all the flooding in that over there?
Yeah. Oh, she's in a good area. They weren't badly affected.
Yeah.
But everywhere around her got affected pretty bad.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, at least they're all right, I guess. Yeah.
Hard out.
All right. And what are the future plans for Manawa Honey down there? Anything cooking coming up soon?
Ooh, I guess you better sign up to our newsletters then. Wait and see.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that sounds intriguing. Yeah.
Follow our journey.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah, good on you. Yeah, it sounds like you're leading a really full and interesting life and doing what you're doing down there. So, nice one. Yeah.
Thank you.
And if people are down those ways, can they pop in and have a look at your operation down there?
Yeah, definitely. Come on down. Yeah. Waldham area.
Yeah, all right. And yeah. And so if anyone wants to get a hold of you, honeys, of course, there's the Rewarewa one and the Foursquare, like you're just saying, in Raglan here, and then and a few supermarkets around, but I guess you can order online and things like that if you want as well.
Yes, definitely. You can definitely find us online. We're called manawahoney.co.nz, or you can give us a call. Our contact details will also be on our website.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Kariwa. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you too. And yeah, next time you're up, come up to see your mum or your whānau or whatever up here, yeah, let me know and you can come to the studio and we can have a chat in here again if you like.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, have a lovely day down there, Kariwa. And thanks again for joining the show. Really appreciate it. And good luck with it all.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a great rest of your day as well.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Cheers. Kariwa, we'll see you, eh?
Cool. All right. Catch you later.
Catch up. See ya. Thanks. All right, folks. That was Kariwa. Tahuaroa White, all the way down from Rotahuna in the Uruweras, down in the Tuhoi country there. So interesting chat, isn't it? Wow, what an amazing young lady she is. Got her doing lots of stuff around the world, basically, and lots of, cool. Yeah, very interesting, and thank you very much to Aroha for setting that one up. Appreciate that. Great chat, and most interesting. So there we are, folks, and I'm going to play for you now a song by the Phoenix Foundation called Hitchcock. We'll be right back.
folks. That's the Phoenix Foundation there with their song Hitchcock, and that's kind of it for the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. And as usual, I always forget to say this, but if you want to get a hold of me for any reason, any feedback, or you want to come on the show or whatever, it's overthefenceradioshow @gmail.com, overthefenceradioshow@gmail.com, if you want to get in touch with me for any particular reason. So thanks for listening, folks, and all going well. We'll be back again next week. Have a lovely, lovely week and day, folks, and yeah, take care of yourselves and each other, and all going well. See you next week. Go get there, folks. All right.